Warmer than usual temperatures can keep Great Lakes carriers on schedule and avoid ice jams that plagued the Seaway system 2 years ago. Lake Carriers Association President George Ryan in Cleveland says he's taking the good news with a grain of salt.
I've been around long enough to know that there's a corollary. It seems like when the weather cooperates, business doesn't. And we're experiencing that this year, that the steel imports are going to take their toll on the ships more than the ice will.
There's currently so much steel on the market that shipping demand is dropping. The Lake Carriers Association has joined with steel companies asking President Clinton to take action against countries they say are dumping steel. Ryan expects that glut of steel to force early docking of Great Lakes ore carriers sometime around January 1st instead of the usual layup time in mid-January. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mike Simonson in Superior, Wisconsin.